From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Graham. The Times Union is reporting Syracuse resident Howie Hawkins will seek the Green Party nomination for president in 2020. Hawkins was expected to make the formal announcement May 28th in Brooklyn. Hawkins ran three times for governor of New York in 2010, 2014, and 2018 on the Green Party line every time, clearing the 50,000 vote limit required to maintain the party's ballot status. He launched his exploratory committee for the presidency in April. Hawkins has also been a candidate for Congress, the U.S. Senate, and local office in Syracuse. A retired Teamster, Hawkins' campaign for president will center on an, and I quote, eco-socialist Green New Deal, end quote, to convert the country to clean renewable energy with zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2030, a, and I quote, World War II scale mobilization, end quote, a, and I quote, World War II scale mobilization, end quote. He said in a statement, and I quote, the climate crisis is an existential threat to humanity. Real solutions can't wait, end quote. While a number of Democratic candidates have addressed the concept of a Green New Deal, the particulars of their plans vary. Referring to U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's efforts to push for such a plan, Hawkins said, and I quote, they took the brand but watered down the content. Then the Democratic leadership shot it down anyway, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Norwegian air flights are leaving New York Stewart International Airport nearly full in larger planes. Stewart manager Ed Harrison said a wide-body aircraft is now being used exclusively at Stewart for inbound and outbound Hudson Valley travelers. He said, and I quote, they are not busing any folks from Providence to the airport, but that A330 has 380 seats and it's going out close to full every day, end quote. Norwegian Air was forced to ground its fleet of Boeing 737 MAX jets following two fatal crashes overseas. As a result, the airline combined its Providence, Rhode Island passengers with those at Stewart aboard a larger aircraft traveling between Newburgh and Dublin. Harrison is hopeful that service to the other European cities served by Norwegian before the 737 MAX situation will be resumed once those planes are back in the air. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Valencia Village Board recently heard about plans to establish a brewery in the village. Mike Rivenberg discussed a proposal for the brewery he hopes to open in the building located at Main and Church Streets. Rivenberg will have to present his ideas to the Village Planning Board and to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a change of use for the building. He stressed that food will not be offered, but the plans do include space for a tasting room and seats about 50 people. The remainder of the space would be used for brewing equipment. Rivenberg asked the board about the possibility of adding a door to the Church Street side of the building for deliveries, but said he is not looking for any new curb cuts in the sidewalk. Mayor Diane Argyle said, and I quote, we have no zoning for breweries on our laws, end quote. But, she said, the village building inspector told her the state building code can be applied. The building was most recently a Pilates studio and was a knitting shop at one time. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Daily Freeman is reporting State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos is reminding campers that the state firewood transportation regulation is in effect. Under that regulation, untreated firewood should not be moved more than 50 miles from its source of origin. That includes firewood from trees that may have died on private property. Untreated firewood may contain invasive pests that kill trees. Moving untreated firewood could transport a variety of invasive pests, including wood-bearing beetles, defoliators, fungi, and diseases to new areas faster and farther than they could have traveled on their own. Consumers purchasing untreated wood are advised to make sure the source is clearly labeled to know how far the wood has been transported. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.